Browns Insider is driven by Liberty Ford.
Welcome back to Browns Insider, driven by Liberty Ford. Recently, former Browns defensive back Walt Sumner returned to Cleveland to be an honorary coin toss captain for the Cincinnati Bengals game. Browns contributing writer Steve King had an opportunity to talk with Sumner about his playing days as a Brown in this week's Alumni Spotlight.
You played with the Browns from 1969 through 74 out of Florida State. And you came to a team in 1969 that was very good. You made the team. Talk about carving out a niche on a very good team and not being, you know, one of the first two or three round draft picks, the guys that are almost guaranteed to make it. I mean, you kind of beat the odds.
Well, I did in some respect. I think they were looking for some backup help, and that's just my perspective on it at the time, because they had starters at the corners, and I had started for 3 years in college and could stay with them speed-wise, except some of the guys like Bob Hayes and people like that. But as far as what happened with me, I got an opportunity to play early. And I tell Ben Davis all the time when I see him, he shortened my career because he made me play. You know, he was starting in right corner, goes down in a preseason game, and they immediately looked to me. I'm over on the sidelines just kind of taking life easy till he goes down. And it was a devastating injury and gave me an opportunity to start, and I was able to fulfill the role and play.
You came to a team that just believed that no matter what happened, they were going to win that day. Talk about that confidence level those old Browns teams had that you played with.
Well, you know, in my mind, going back in those years, what I remember was you had a team that you didn't have to worry about the responsibility of the guy next to you. You know, everybody upheld their responsibility. You didn't have a weak link, so to speak. Oh, somebody might get beat on a play, but overall, playing all those years that I remember to start with, they upheld their responsibility. And that tells you a lot about the character and the ability of the people that you were playing with.
You played from 1969 through 74, but one of your signature plays, if not the signature, was an interception return you had against the Cowboys in the 69 Eastern Conference Championship game. Kind of clinched the win for the Browns over the Cowboys at the Cotton Bowl. Talk about that, if you would.
Well, you know, it was just another opportunity to be in the right place at the right time. And I think Craig Morton was driving them down the field for a touchdown to put them back in the game, really. And I think it would have been a really big moment if they'd have scored. But he threw a flat pattern to, I think, Garrison out of the backfield, and I was able to step in front of it and take it 88 yards. You know, and really a great moment for us and as a team and for me myself in accomplishing that.
Do you have other memories of being a Cleveland Brown?
Oh, I do. I one of the things that I think about in starting out here and, of course, promoting my abilities as a defensive back was we went to training camp the first time when I was a rookie, and they say, okay, get the quarterbacks and receivers over here, and we'll just throw some patterns, you know. And so we go over there, and everybody just lines up to take a pass or defend somebody. Well, it just so happens that my defense was against Paul Warfield. You know, when Paul comes off the line and he cuts and I cut and he's 5 yards ahead of me, you know, and I'm thinking, hey, I'm in the wrong place. I don't think I can be able to handle this. But, you know, what happened was I covered Paul Warfield in practice every day, and he made it easy to cover the guy on Sunday who was not near the Paul Warfield. And you know, there's a lot to be said for working hard in practice. He made you work hard, and it benefited me. Even though he was traded, I got the benefit that first year, I think, of covering him. And I attribute a lot of how easy Sunday was sometimes. Now, that didn't mean I didn't get beat, but it made it easier for me to cover some of those receivers.